I'm Wayne.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Stargate Pioneer from the Starling Tribune.
A podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3,
2,
1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike, welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
I'm the Operator.
And I'm Catherine.
And this week we're talking about The Abyss. The awesomeness.
Which, ironically, was not the original title. The original title of The Abyss was Michael Biehn Goes Crazy.
Oh, what? That makes sense.
Not even for real.
No, not even for real. I was gonna continue on with it, but I'm like, nah.
Thanks.
But when you think about it, as long as Michael Biehn had James Cameron, he had a career. As soon as James Cameron stopped hiring him, we stopped.
I'm surprised he didn't hire him for fucking Avatar.
Yeah, me too.
I am too.
Yeah, why didn't he?
Because he could have, I like the Colonel, but he could have made a good Colonel too.
On the other hand, he already did that exact role in this, because I was watching The Abyss, and then I was starting to think about other stuff, and I'm like, okay, this is kind of a cross between the first and the second Alien, and when you think about it, the story is kind of a lot like Avatar 2. I was like, okay, he's kind of retreading his stuff and getting it better and better every time, basically.
Which dude are you talking about?
He said
porn stash. Porn stash dude.
Yes. Army porn
stash dude was the guy.
The Navy SEAL.
Yes, Navy SEAL porn stash dude who just went crazy because there wasn't enough oxygen.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but
and Ed freaking Harris, man. How many people were in this movie? Jesus.
Whatever happened to Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio?
I have no idea.
Somebody Google that.
Yeah, she and was hot in those days.
The dude on the top of the boat. The funny guy. What the hell's his name?
Funny guy?
Oh, no, he's still
never
around.
Really funny, but people always want you. He wanted to be funny.
Oh,
these
yeah,
these pipes are clean. He was like, I don't know. It's all I remember from him. Does anybody know who I mean? The guy on the boat.
Yes, the guy from, what is it, something about Mary or something?
Was he in that one?
I don't know.
Was he in something about Mary?
Not talking about the same guy then.
Maybe you're not.
But it was the communication guy on the boat?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, it's the crazy guy that collects shoes and something about Mary. Mary. How do you say that in English?
Mary.
Okay.
Mary.
But
you
I don't think
right.
That's the right movie. But anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Hurricane should be named after woman, don't you?
Yes.
I take offense to that.
Yes, but he's not wrong.
To answer the
question, I take offense to that. I resemble that remark.
Yeah. I resemble that remark.
To answer the question about Mary Elizabeth, she's doing TV that we don't watch. Lots of Law and Order and Hostage.
I used to watch Law and Order.
Wow.
Yeah, since 2004, it's all been Law and Orders and shit like that. Without a trace. That's
Chris Elliott.
There you go.
Yes.
Groundhog's Day.
Because I saw his face, and I'm like, I know this face. I know it. So,
did you look it up, or did you just pull it?
I was going to look it up, and I saw his picture, and I looked at it, and I'm like,
Oh, he was in Groundhog Day, too. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's a good
one. Yes, thank you, Catherine, for saying that 45 seconds ago. We still appreciate your input.
Very welcome. I'm here.
Sorry, I'm roaming the IMDb. That's not good. I don't listen when I roam IMDb. Just read shit. I can talk about Daredevil if you want, guy.
No. But we haven't gotten to the news yet. That's where you talk about Daredevil for no reason.
Okay, fair enough.
But I have not seen this movie in a long time. I think it's been at least 5 years since I've seen it. But it's still, for me anyway, it's still pretty good. It's still very, very good. It's got a good story, good acting. It It's good.
Got some good beats, some actiony beats. There's stress beats. There's I don't know.
The stress beats. Now, okay. I know I'm jumping ahead, but that whole thing where she has to drown.
That shit was
not cool. I was just not happy.
She's fucking down for it at first. Like, well, this is how it's got to be done. You're a better swimmer than me. And then I got to get to my notes there. I'll bring it up again later. But just the sheer panic when she has that last inch of
wide-eyed air. Look. And it's like, oh, crap. And then the resuscitation was even worse because it was like you tried and you tried and then it just doesn't work.
And everybody's like, just give up on her.
Yep. And he's about to. He's about to, and then he's like, "Nope, I'm gonna keep trying." And
but he loves her. He swam in after his wedding ring in the toilet water of blue.
The fucking super blue. Yeah.
But you know, that's not what happened. He had the same revelation I had because I was in the movie at that moment. I was like in the suspense and like I almost missed the boobs. That's what he saw.
See, here's the thing. I as much as I love boobs, and I do love boobs very much.
Do you?
I do, but. In that moment, I'm really not thinking about the boobs.
Me neither, which is impressive.
<I'm not. laughs>
My point is there. It's impressive. The suspense is pretty good because I was like, oh, that happened. Okay. But to say something about what you said before, the last time I saw this movie is probably much around 8-10 years ago, to be honest. And I remember when I first saw this movie, I was really happy with it. I loved it. Mm. And every time I see it, knowing more and more what's going to happen, I'll be honest, at some point in this time, I was kind of bored. And I was like, and it's not because the movie is bad or it's not well done. I know so much what's going to happen that I don't feel the suspense anymore.
That's because you've watched it so much.
Yeah. Still.
And the other thing is, I think I prefer the original cut than the director's cut. The smaller, it's a little bit like Terminator. When he does these director cut where he puts back a bunch of stuff, I think his first edit are usually a bit better. Alien 2, there's one scene I really love in the second Aliens that they add back in the director's cut. But overall, I think the better cut was the theatrical cut.
I think there's a lot of stuff to say about that, though, because Aliens, I think there's probably 3 minutes that could stay in there with multiple different scenes. The little glimpse into Ripley's family.
Yes.
That stuff.
Absolutely.
The glimpse of her running around the base early playing with the kids. That's like an 8-second shot.
But the
one
old
with
intro?
The sentry guns.
Yes, the sentry guns were fun. But the old intro where you find the family finding the space jockey, I didn't like that because it kind of takes something out.
I like them rolling up on the ship because they tell you right away.
Are we talking
about
Abyss or
Aliens? No, we're in Aliens right now.
To a different James Cameron movie. So let's go back to the James Cameron movie you're supposed to be talking about.
Damn it. So yeah, Super Blue Hand. From digging in the water. Oh, and the scene with the rat was totally real.
Yes. What?
Totally real.
Yeah, the fluorinated water. Yep. The rat was actually a real scene they stuffed in super fluorinated water or whatever it is.
Wait, this is not
that's
sci-fi. That's true?
That's true.
That's just gross.
We can
dude.
Do that? We can actually breathe water?
The James Cameron film The Abyss features a character using liquid breathing to dive thousands of feet, blah, blah. The Abyss also features a scene with a rat submerged in breathing fluorinated carbon water or liquid filmed in real life.
Wow. Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah, we can actually do that. We can also grow an ear on the back of a mouse, but you know.
What? Well,
like he says, we breathe liquid for 9 months, y'all.
Yeah, I got that, and I was like, oh, that's great sci-fi, but never thought in a million years that was real. Wow.
No, we can totally do that.
The dead bodies on the flooded sub and the fucking sea crabs crawling in and out of his mouth.
I love that
scene. That was nasty.
I love
that. That was kind of unnecessary.
No, that was kind of horror suspense.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It gives
I
you a real claustrophobic, creeped out vibe.
Yeah. True.
It's like they use the water the way we use space usually in movies, and I really like that. It's the same kind of claustrophobia feel that space gives you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because you have nowhere to go. You can't get out and run.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine. I think that's my mom was really big into this movie when I was growing up, but she'd watch it all the time. But I think that's probably one of the reasons I couldn't sit down and watch it is because the water and being so far underground, it creeps me out. I don't think I'd do it.
I don't know if it was this one, but right around this time, this came out Deep Star Sixth, and Leviathan, which were all undersea type movies. And I believe it was this one, but one of them was filmed in like an old nuclear cooling tower or some shit that they filled with water and covered the top with black styrofoam beads. So they were seriously under like 100 feet of water or 200 feet of water. Not the 1,000 or whatever they're supposed to be in the movie, but still.
But still, you're underwater and that gives you a feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, screaming at the fucking Navy SEALs that they need flatbed, the big arm to unhook the umbilical. And then you get the tow truck scene from hell.
Oh, that's brutal.
The train comes ripping down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice scene where they're like, oh, we're okay, and you see the cable.
And then it just goes over the edge.
Yep.
Yeah.
So was the big storm created by the alien underneath the water, or is it just the waves that the alien created?
I don't think the alien... Well, it might have made the storm, but...
That's a good question, actually.
I think the storm was just...
I think the storm was just nature. The alien definitely made the waves, but the storm was nature, I think.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. But...
NTIs, man, NTIs.
That it, and it's you could tell that this was where he was testing out his effects that he would later use for T2.
Yep. Oh yeah, the water tentacle.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Totally. That's the T-1000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the basically the test. And one thing I have to say, HD did not help this movie.
Oh no, dude! But that was the thing filmed in 92.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
There was no HD at that point.
I know,
it's
but
1989.
These effects were working so well on film because you add degradation.
You.
So now that you have like that perfect crispy image, HD was not meant for everything. Clearly not for this.
I give this whole thing a sphincter factor of about 9.5.
See, you almost had the line. Yeah,
I know.
Almost there, man.
I didn't have enough to drink tonight.
It's okay.
Drink more.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
I like how they look like large manta rays. Sort of.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was kind of cool.
Was that them or was that like a suit? You know what I mean?
I think that was their suit.
Or is that their technology? And they're somewhere else.
Or were they like gray alien types? Not, I'm just using that as an example. And then they were in like a living type suit to.
I think they were the grays in a suit. I really do. I think that was their suit.
You think so? I mean, that was never explained. I think it's just totally open to interpretation.
No, they explained it. It's Russian boogie. That's it.
Mm. Yeah, no shit. It's a Russian fast attack sub. Dude,
that shit makes you go crazy.
Yeah, you'd be paced on a wall if you were in that quote unquote Russian fast attack sub when it turned.
So true.
Nothing goes at 130 knots. Well, this does.
So raise your hand if you think that was a Russian sea tentacle. Because
that was a good joke. That was a really good joke.
Well, because it's like he's freaking out. He's obviously got the pressure bends or whatever they're calling it. And nobody calls his fucking wigged out ass on it. So it's like, what?
Should have beat the shit out of him and taped him up with some duct tape.
Right.
Yeah. Is it me or I miss the time when they were doing sci-fi and those rig or even like spaceship, they look used and not brand new all the time? I'm looking at this and I believe it. It looks like an old truck place with old trucker in it that are just like, yippee-ki-yay.
It looks lived in.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be kind of new.
No, they've been at it for years.
Yeah, but that's what I like. It's like, even it's been there for like 3-4 years that she says, it still looks lived in. And I believe this plays more than any ship in the recent Star Wars.
Every weld isn't perfect. There's some duct tape on shit. There's a nudie mag here or there. Yeah, I mean, it's where people are. You can see that it's used.
It's lived in. It's lived in.
Yeah, you want to make something looks real, you need a centerfold of a Playboy somewhere. This
really
always worked. It works!
It worked in Alien. It worked in Alien. It worked in this. It worked in... every Die Hard, I think. First three.
Yes, when he looks at the nudie, hey, yeah, okay, 80s, I'm on that floor.
Yeah, up near the elevator or whatever.
Yeah, and if you worked in any kind of plant somewhere, that's how it works. I grew up in wood shops and stuff like that where my father was working. And there was nudie pics in every corner of these places.
It's just like these Snap-on tool girl calendars, but still, it's the same thing.
Snap-on got really raunchy in the last couple of years. I'm just
good
saying.
For Snap-on. Good for Snap-on.
Oh, that's amazing. But I really love the tactile feel of all these sets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The swimming from one pod to the other.
Is that even possible?
The doors are locked and flooded. See, I don't understand. Okay, if they're that deep and you're pressurized, I don't know how that shit works. Maybe,
can we get
maybe
a Mythbusters
not. I'm
on
confused.
That?
Oh, that would be good.
But it was a very cool scene because they had to stop for the air in the middle one and...
Yeah. And with all the stuff that they did, I mean, granted, at the end, yeah, it was the aliens that, you know, allowed them to, you know, depressurize and stuff like that, and there was no issue. But if the aliens hadn't been involved, they would have had to stay down there for a while.
What'd they say 8 hours on the way down and 3 weeks on the way up.
Yeah,
holy
easily.
Crap.
Probably even longer than that because of all the shit they had to do.
Yeah, well, and how fast they came up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's. I remember that. I wrote that down. That was one of the first things right when after she dropped in with all the Marines and she's like, hold on to your belts. And then she's like, touchdown or whatever the hell she said. Yeah, she said 8 hours when we're down and 3 weeks on the way up, which is ridiculous.
How comfortable she was driving, like sitting all crisscrossed and just chilling while she was doing her thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all were. It's like if you ever see some of those YouTube videos or whatever they're on, it's like the construction guys. You watch, they're called like construction ballet or something, and it's just a job site, and it's a bunch of either forklift drivers or truck drivers or, you know, rig drivers, and you just see all day. It's people backing in and moving around each other, and they're comfortable in their surroundings. It felt real because of that.
The other thing, and we do crap on James Cameron a lot, and we'll probably continue to do so for the foreseeable future.
Ever.
But he can really direct and write for strong female characters. He's very good at that.
I love the first couple of scenes where she is the character that doesn't give a crap about romance and everything.
It's a badass.
But you add Ed Harris that's still like all sentimental and trying to. I'm like, this is a nice reversal. And in the middle of the movie, when she sees the alien for the first time, there's that switch between the two characters, which is really subtle and well done. The man can write and can direct. He's just an asshole.
Such a dick.
Be nice to the man. You don't know him. You don't know his life.
He's still an asshole.
I don't know. Ask his ex-wives.
Plural.
Ask Linda Multiple. Hamilton.
Yeah. She still won't talk to him. Jesus.
Yeah, true.
We talk about how much damage was done to all of the ships. I think everything got hit at some point or another. Nothing was in like good working condition by the time when they were done.
Oh no, everything was pretty much broken.
Yeah,
the submersible on submersible crime when they're trying to get the nuke and they're smashing into each other.
Yeah,
dude, it was like bumper cars,
right?
Those Navy SEALs are crazy. What I mean, you brought it on there with you. With you. It's not okay.
And then having to cut the wire under the glow of freaking a green light. And it's like black with a white stripe or yellow or with a black stripe.
And you're looking at it, it's like it's the same fucking thing.
Is that tinted green or yellow because of the light or...
And the look, again, getting back to Michael Biehn being crazy, that look on his face when the glass cracked.
Oh, my God, and he falls
into
the abyss.
When it was going down. Yes, and it's just that look. I'm like, yeah, you're fucked, dude. I mean, you deserve it, but you're fucked, dude.
And the way that sub explode or implode or whatever is so satisfying.
Yeah, totally.
I see him dying, I'm like... Yeah, you got what you deserve. The part when he's cutting his arm, though, I was like, Okay, I guess.
How does no one see this?
Yeah, I guess that Elf's the character, but nobody talks about it after. It's that's the only thing. That was not in the original cut. I think that's the director's cut thing.
Really?
I think so. I don't remember that in the theatrical cut.
I don't.
Is there a PSA afterwards about cutting?
Probably the not. More you know.
And for almost a 3-hour movie, it still works pretty well. And I know where you're coming from, Wing. I've seen it a lot too, but it has been quite some time. It's still, I don't know, it feels right. There are some bits that are drawn out, but it works.
Not overly. Like, it's just that it was quiet. There wasn't a whole lot of talking, but the stuff that they did, like, I think it was important.
Yeah.
Oh, when he first takes that terrifying jump over the edge of the abyss and he's all in the liquid suit and it's just plummeting, plummeting down.
Could you, I mean, really, I could you just, myself. Could you swallow the water and think that you would breathe out of it? Could you put on the suit and swallow the water?
No, his reaction when he did it, he was like, you know, up until that point, he's like, no, this is not mm-hmm. good. This is not normal. Good.
If you're being assured by SEALs and people who do it on deep dives that, hey, this works, it's going to work. You know, it's going to suck. You are going to feel like you're drowning. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to get over that. But once you get past it, you're going to be able to do what you have to do and hopefully not kill a whole entire species of whatever the hell they are down there who will mm-hmm. wipe out the planet because of waves or whatever. But still.
Because of, you know, waves.
Whatever their threat was. Did they even have a threat? They didn't have one.
The 5 times the power of the Hiroshima nuke sitting right on their ledge. Yeah, that's a threat.
Okay, but they seem so nice. They were so friendly.
Yeah.
I would hang out with these people.
That's what I'm saying.
The shot of the water draining from that room was so cool for so 89 nice. Or whatever.
So nice. Most definitely.
Wasn't bad graphics for it being as old as it is.
True. Just don't watch it in HD because Wing will get upset.
Oh, come on.
Most of these older movies, if they upscale them, it's like, what in the hell?
It's true. That's true.
I have Omega Man, I think, on Blu-ray that's like that.
Omega Man is still a good movie. It's still better than I Am Legends, I'm just saying.
Shut up. Slap the taste out of your mouth.
He has taste? What?
That actually hurt. Ouch.
And I love you.
Correct.
I do have taste. Come on. I have more.
I part your face. I do. I do.
Just not your taste.
Just not your taste.
Bam! Slam.
So when the water comes into the room, I'm just going to change the subject real fast. Ooh. And the dude who's sleeping picks up the plant. Like what are you going to do with the plant, dude?
He's going to give the plant some sentient water life.
I mean, it was a badass. He picked it up, but
but at the same time, it's kind of like, what? Out of all the things you could, okay. All right. Plant.
You know, you got to have something. Might as well be a plant.
I guess. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, it worked on a lot of levels, like the whole claustrophobia of, you know, like a sub type movie or like you guys said, a space movie.
Mm-hmm.
No, it worked. I got no more notes, but
that's the thing. I don't have that many notes for a movie that's 3 hours. I mean, there's like a 4-act really interesting, and I like the ending. The only weird thing for me is like everybody looks at the wave, and when it stops, everybody stops running. I'm sorry, I'm taking that time to keep running.
Fuck yeah.
I don't blame you, dude. I'd be there with you. Yeah.
I'm trying to get like as much distance.
You stop, fuck you, I'm gone. Bye.
Because
I don't know when you're going to start up again.
Yeah, I don't trust Ed Harris to be the man that's gonna talk for all humanity on that one. He's a nice guy, but come on.
Hey, as long as he's not Ed Harris from The Rock.
True. But speaking of which, Wing, has he ever talked about this movie? Because he has been asked repeatedly, what was it like shooting it? And he has repeatedly said, I will never talk about it.
He has problem with James Cameron. because
because he's a dick.
Yeah, a lot of actors have a problem with James Cameron because he's the kind of Kubrick kind of guy where he's going to screw up your life to get the performance that he wants out of you.
Okay.
And all the right. only person that's really able to deal with this seems to be Sigourney Weaver because she just doesn't give a shit. She's like, right. I'm Sigourney Weaver. Frack you.
So, I like her.
Oh, everybody likes her. I'm looking at Chappie's trailer and I'm like, oh, Sigourney Weaver's in this and he's going to do more Alien with her. It's amazing.
I'm so excited to see Chappie.
We'll talk about it in the news.
Yes,
because,
yes,
oh,
yes.
God.
Right. Come on.
Come on. That's the news you guys have already heard from last week. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Spoiler
but let's rate the show.
Let's rate The Abyss. Or The Abyss, are you going Legendary Legends of Its Time, Cult Legend, Amazing, or Awesome? Why am I going Amazing? I'm starting that again. Legendary Legends of Its Time, Cult Legend, Awesome, Entertaining, Mayable, Forgettable, or Abysmal. If somebody says Abysmal.
Get it? Get it?
Yeah, but if somebody gives Abysmal to this, I'm going to have a problem.
It's Abyss.
And I'm going to start with Catherine because I'm kind of curious to see without us influencing you. Where do you fall on that one?
You don't influence me.
Liar.
True story.
Actually, I don't think we do.
I don't. I probably. Can I? I think I'm going to say Legendary. I think it was good. It's very good. It's well written. The actors were good. I mean, even though it was 3 hours long and it did kind of like, are we done yet? But it wasn't even that bad. Like, it still kept you interested and the graphics weren't completely corny. And I think even if sitting down today, like, it made sense. I got it. It was enjoyable. It was worth sitting down and watching. So I'm going to say Legendary. It's worth watching.
Wow. Operator?
I'm going to go Legend of Its Time. It was really one of the best at that time, one of the best visual movies out at that point. It was beautiful to watch. It was just really, really, the effects were just amazing. And as we talked about earlier, you know, James Cameron, this was kind of his test project before he did Terminator 2. But on top of that, though, it's a really good movie. It's just good. It's good acting, good writing, good story, a lot of suspense. Yeah, I mean, like I said, even after not watching it for 5 years, that scene still gets to me because it's like you're just on the edge of your seat, like, let's do it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And it's just really, really good. So, yeah, I'm going to give it Legends of Its Time.
Oh, this one is tough. I'll be honest, I'm going between Awesome and Legendary because it's Cameron. I might have to go Legendary. When I watched this movie, it was a great movie the first time. I was Legendary across the board. Then the first time I bought the DVD, they were giving you 5 DVDs. This is one of the first thing I got with it because I was like, oh, I need to see this on DVD. And watched it again and again. And at this point, it became just awesome for me because of the replay value, probably. And I think this is a movie that is better if you don't watch it too much. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but there's some movie like that are so awesome that you need to not watch it over and over and over and over and over
it's
again.
It's like Inception. You can't watch Inception over and over and over again.
I don't agree. True. I still find lots of things in Inception. But
blah, 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 blah. You get my point.
Yeah, I get your point. I'm still going to give it Legendary because if you haven't seen this, you should see this. This is one of the great Cameron movie. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really a lot of fun. It's the suspense of little things that they're able to put in this. Again, I almost didn't see the boobs because I was in the suspense. And we do like boobs. So that's impressive. I'm just saying. It's impressive. So
there were boobs?
Yeah,
were boobs.
When she was dying and they were trying to revive her.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm not
see, you
I
missed
the
boob
that.
Too. It's that's impressive.
You missed the boob too.
She was dying. Why was I going to stare at her tits? Like, I don't.
Yeah. So, beef.
Sorry.
I got to go Legend of Its Time. This is a legendary movie, fully and completely. It is a tad dated, but that doesn't lack in any of its enjoyment value. It's Cameron, so. he can be a douche, but it is phenomenal in all of his douchiness. I loved it. I loved it when I was a kid, and I still thoroughly enjoyed it. So it's got to be Legend of Its Time. There's so many good actors and so many good scenes. I, too, did not notice the boobs. Well, actually, I did, because I always noticed the boobs when I was a kid. But so I still noticed them this time. But it was more like, oh, my God, this scene's really horrific. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's boobs.
Boobs.
So, yeah, Legend of Its Time. Last word, peoples.
Jammer.
Mouse?
Lindsay.
Lil Geek.
Nice.
This has been episode 233 of Legends Podcast, The Abyss.
What? What movie?
The Abyss.
This has been episode 233 of Legends Podcast. I told you, not
did you
enough
say
alcohol.
Lesbian podcast? What?
Go get another drink.
Third time. Whew. Wayne, you got to edit.
This no, I'm leaving that in.
233 of Legends Podcast, The Abyss. I'm Beef saying, NTIs, man.
I'm John D saying, John Bean is a douche again.
And I'm Catherine saying, keep your pantyhose on.
I'm the opera saying, she stole my line.
Oh.
More alcohol makes me smarter.
The Abyss.
The Abyss.
And then Legends Podcast.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.